Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Ain't it fun?
Monday morning to you. It's 7:40. We're looking at 46 degrees on this Monday, March the 18th, 2024. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
And this is Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. You're listening to us on AM 1340, FM 100.1, on the free WRHI app, on live on Facebook, on the WRHI Facebook page and the CN2 Facebook page. And you can see our wonderful smiling faces if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 102. That is CN2. It is back now once again. This is a charity golf tournament. It's going to happen in April. It's going to benefit Habitat for Humanity of York County. It's hosted by the Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. And again, they're raising funds for a build there in Clover. We have Ted Wolf, who is from Allison Creek, who is kind of overseeing, again, the nuts and bolts of the golf tournament. We have Pastor Sam McGregor, who you are the interim pastor at First Presbyterian Church there in Lancaster, but you're also helping out with this golf tournament as you've done before in the past. And good morning to you both.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
So, Pastor McGregor, let's start with you. Let's set the table, explain the relationship between Allison Creek Presbyterian, why you hosted this golf tournament, and obviously the goal here is to help Habitat for Humanity.
Right. So I had been involved with Habitat previously and am a big supporter of Habitat and just know that they do really quality work. And when Ted and I were playing golf and had a conversation, and Ted said, I want to do something to support a local nonprofit, I said, let's look at Habitat. And so that's where we started. And so we've had this incredible relationship. The staff there has just really been wonderful to work with and have really provided the resources, the people, both the staff as well as the homeowners have been very involved in volunteering, and then lots of folks in the community who have stepped up to volunteer. And so it has just been a great relationship to have. And so we've been able to see the results of the funds that we have raised to go into builds here in York County. And these, the upcoming golf tournament will support the builds that are being initiated in Clover this year. So the western part of the county.
Fantastic. I know there's always a need as we talk about affordable housing for everyone. They deserve to have a roof over their head. And so this is great that you guys have a way to support them.
Yeah. And I know, Alex, you know more than anybody, having working at Pathways like you do, of the importance of affordable housing and doing what we can in our community to raise funds so that folks can move from substandard housing into affordable housing. And so that's ultimately what this is about.
Amen, my friend.
And in the process, it's been a fun tournament. So this is the third year we've done it. And it has been, everybody, I would say, to a person, has had a great experience with it. And, you know, we work very hard to make it a great experience for everybody. And that includes the golfers, the volunteers, the sponsors. And so we appreciate all the response that we have gotten.
And speaking of response, what have you been able to raise, or what kind of impact have you had over the last 2 years?
So the first year we raised almost 12,000, was that right? And then last year we raised 16,000. And so we're hopeful to do more this year, obviously, as we continue upward trajectory in raising funds.
All right, well, let's kick it over now to Ted Wolf, who is overseeing this golf tournament. It's going to take place on Monday, April the 22nd at the River Hills Country Club. Ted, what does our registration look like at this point?
Well, good morning, and thank you to Palmetto Mornings for having us this morning to talk about this event and a great cause. So I'd say turnout is strong. We're kind of on the same path we've been in the past. So we're looking to, by event day, have 100 golfers, give or take a few, and that's what we've had in the past. and we'll have probably 20, 25 small businesses in the area that support our cause. Examples of that, I'd like to throw out a thanks to Lee's Hoagies, who supports us by providing lunch. We have Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover, who provides the car for our hole-in-one competition.
Oh, wow.
And we also have a couple of what we'll call
community. You don't need to worry about that.
This is my turn to talk.
They're like the odd couple
the
here.
The mic's on and off.
They're good friends.
That's right. Where's the cut button?
But clearly there's a rivalry between you two.
There's no rivalry. You have to have equals to rival. So he's Sam reaches here when he's hot.
Speaking of rivalries, are folks still able to sign up and get involved? Are you having open slots?
So thank you for getting us back on path here. So if you go to Habitat for Humanity, Google that, go to the website, go to the events tab. There's a registration page there. You can register yourself as a single golfer. We'll put you on a team. You can register a team. You can also, if you're a small business or an individual which is to sponsor us, for example, hole sponsor, flag sponsor, those are relatively inexpensive, good ways to support our tournament if you don't want to golf.
And four people to a team, correct?
Four people to a team.
And then what's the style? Is it captain's choice or a scramble?
It's a scramble.
Scramble.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We also have games of chance, so closest to the hole, longest putt, longest drive, and then, of course, we have the hole-in-one on hole 17 at River Hills Country Club.
One of my teammates dropped, so if you're a really good golfer and you want to join up with a team, I would be open to hearing from you. So you have to be a low handicapper, though.
You also have to have a big crying towel because you'll be with Sam McGregor.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like anyone will have a blast on y'all's team.
Do y'all play golf together?
I play golf. Sam, we're together.
Okay, just because I was shooting my lowest round of my life until I get to the 18th hole at River Hills that time, and then
I don't remember.
No. River Hill. Yeah. I know.
It's like having two kids argue in front of you. I don't know which one to which one to side with. But I think that's what the sport of golf is all about. This right, like it is fun. You kind of get a little jabs here and there. But at the end of the day, you're helping to raise money to give people the chance to live out the American dream of owning their own home one day. And again, Alex, you know this better than anyone else. When you have the keys to your own house, it does what to that person in terms of just what their health?
Everything. Their quality of life. Yeah, they're able to succeed and thrive. Mm-hmm. The difference between living and thriving.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, and also generational wealth. I know I've heard Tim Veek talk about this, that and you think about our own selves of how generational health, the generational wealth, the best way of doing that is transferring house from, that's the best way to do that. And I know that my family certainly benefited from, that, and I bet Ted's as well. And so
passing the home to the next generation.
Yeah. And so it's not just about the immediate need. It's generational and can make a difference over time.
And Lucas, back to your point with really the kind of spirit of the tournament. It is fun. It's get out with the group. It's for a good cause. But one of the more special moments, I'll say, associated with the event is just meeting some of the, what would they call, homeowners in process, which are people that are going through, and I will call it a fairly rigorous and time-involved process to go through and receive one of the builds from Habitat. So that's a very special moment to meet some of those special people who have really made the time and effort and to get into the process to become a homeowner.
It's great that they're out there. And again, your point, that process is long and they're just not given the keys of the home and say, here you go. They have to go through a financial literacy class.
Yes.
They actually have to put in so many hours of sweat equity to build the home.
Yes.
So it's the whole part of the process. And for you all through this golf tournament, you're just helping to speed that process along. And just kudos once again.
And to have a place over in Clover on the western side.
Fantastic.
And kudos to the faith-based community to lead this conversation here. And we are a better community for it. Well, again, this is the golf tournament it's going to help with builds there in Western York County over there in Clover through Habitat for Humanity. It's hosted by the Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. You can just go to Allison Creek Presbyterian Church's Facebook page or website, or Habitat for Humanity's Facebook page or website. That's what we did this morning, pulled it right up. It's big tab that says register here. It's on April the 22nd. It's Monday at River Hills Country Club. And go ahead and sign up. If you're an individual golfer, you can sign up that way. If you want to put together a team, you can do so. Pastor McGregor says there's some a spot open on his team. You have to audition for it. Ted, if I were you, I probably would not audition for his team.
It's a low bar.
So. Oh, yeah, I would be good to play golf
with. I think you'd be fun.
Yeah.
You'd be fun.
I like it.
Well, folks, get involved. This is such a great way to give back. And on a Monday, why not take a day off for a good cause and go golf?
The weather's going to be great. Again, Hope, third annual golf tournament at River Hills Country Club to benefit Habitat for Humanity, hosted by Allison Creek Presbyterian Church. Ted Wolf and Pastor Sim McGregor, as always, thanks so much for the information and for the laughs this morning.
No, thank you.
Thanks,
y'all very much.